Sky, one quick thing before we start. It's July. The football's been on, the whole country's squinting through another heatwave, and there's a brand new face outside number 10.
Izzy month.
And into all of that, the average price tag on a home coming to market just came down. Here's my question for you. On a normal July, prices dip about 0.2% while everyone's on a sun lounger. How far did they fall this month?
Ooh, well, if you're making a fuss about it, more than usual. 0.5%?
A full 1%. Down to £372,359.
That's five times the usual July dip.
Five times. And here's the twist. I'm going to argue the price isn't even the story.
Of course it isn't. Right, introductions. This is the Rook Report radio show. One big story from UK Estate Agency taken properly apart. I'm Sky.
And I'm Sterling. We're the virtual presenters of the Rook Report show, and every word here was put together by the team at Sales Rook.
Today, House Price Index July 2026, the agent's playbook, what the numbers actually say, and what a sharp agent does about them this week.
Not doom, not spin. Stay with us.
Okay, Sterling, set it up for me. Because a 1% fall in a single month, a seller reads that headline and panics.
They do. And the seller you're valuing on Tuesday has already read it. So let's do the useful thing. The reason the fall's bigger than a normal July isn't a market falling apart. It's two things: distraction and choice.
Distraction first.
Rightmove's own property expert points at the sofa and the telly before the spreadsheet. The World Cup that's just wrapped up. The heat. She actually measured the weather. The first May heatwave knocked buyer demand by around 8%. June's heat trimmed it by 6, and the current July hot spell by 4.
Dips, though, not departures.
Exactly her point. The buyers don't vanish. They come back indoors when it cools, having quietly decided by the paddling pool what they can afford.
All right, so that's the temporary bit. What's the part that actually matters in September?
Choice. And this is the number I'd pin above the valuations diary. Rightmove counts around 65 homes for sale per agent, close to a 12-year high for the time of year.
65. So the buyer scrolling tonight has the deepest shop window they've had in over a decade.
In over a decade. And every buyer knows it. That's what a bigger dip really reflects. Buyers with plenty of choice and sellers having to work harder to stand out and attract them.
Here's where I'd push back on the gloom, though. Because busy and picky isn't the same thing as broken.
It really isn't. Sales agreed in the first half of the year run about 6% behind last year, but level with the first half of 2024. People are still buying.
They're buying the right home at the right price and walking past the rest.
And here's the tell I love. Watch the speed. Back in January, it took 81 days to find a buyer. By June, 62.
Hang on. A market that's genuinely stalling gets slower. This one got faster.
Faster, because the homes that are priced honestly are moving. The ones that aren't just sit on the portal, telling their owner a comfortable story and dragging the average down for everyone else.
So the dip in the headline is partly just overpriced homes sulking in public?
That's exactly what it is. And it's why nearly three quarters of the homes that sold and completed this year did so without ever cutting the asking price.
Say that one again, slowly. Because that's the figure I'd repeat until it sticks.
Nearly three quarters. Sold and completed without a single asking price reduction. Pricing right on day one isn't caution. It's the fastest route to a sold board.
Now, Sterling, there's a line in this piece I really love. There's no such thing as the UK market when you're stood in a branch on a Tuesday.
There are 11 of them, and this month they pulled in different directions. Only three regions saw asking prices rise month on month. The North West and Yorkshire, each up 0.3%, and Wales up 0.2%.
And everywhere else edged down.
The North East the sharpest, down 2% on the month. But zoom out to the year, and the map flips completely. The North West's up 2.3% over 12 months. Scotland up 2.2%.
And London?
Down 1.2% over the year. And still carrying the highest average price in the country, £676,248.
But you told me before the show the number you'd actually steal isn't a price at all.
It's Scotland's time to sell. 29 days to secure a buyer. Less than half the London figure of 70.
Same country, same month, same interest rates.
The only thing that differs is how much choice the buyer has and how honestly the asking price respects it. Where stock's tight and pricing's keen, homes fly. Where it's loose, they linger.
So the map you hand a seller should be their region, not the national average that made the news. Okay, now the fact that never makes the front page, and you told me it's the most useful one an agent owns.
It is. On a typical first-time buyer home, two bedrooms or fewer, the average monthly mortgage payment on a 10% deposit is now £1,180.
And the rent on the equivalent home?
£1,290.
So buying is cheaper, by about £110 a month.
About £110 a month cheaper to buy than to rent. And that £1,180 buys you an asset instead of paying off someone else's mortgage.
So why did buyers hesitate at all?
Rates. The average two-year fixed sits at 4.92%, up from 4.25% in February before the war in Iran unsettled the markets, but down from 5.08% just last month.
So the direction of travel, gently, is friendlier?
Gently friendlier. And for an agent, that affordability line isn't a market report footnote. A buyer sitting on the fence in July isn't short of desire, they're short of permission.
Say the arithmetic out loud. 1180 against 1290, and you've handed them the permission.
So put the whole report back together. Buyers with 65 homes to choose from, distracted all summer by the football and the heat, but still willing to move quickly for the home that's priced right.
A market like that rewards exactly two things.
Two. Pricing honestly, and answering first.
And the first one's the agent's own judgment. No software on earth replaces the valuation.
None. And the overpriced instruction doesn't just fail to sell. In a month like this, it sits on the portal next to a stale price, drags your days on market up, and quietly unnerves every other seller on your books who priced properly.
So that three-quarters figure is your evidence at the kitchen table. For the seller who insists on testing the market with an extra 10 grand on top.
It is. Price it to sell in July, not to test in July. But the second thing, answering first, that's where most agencies quietly leak the buyers this report says you now have to fight for.
Leak them how?
When a buyer's got that much choice, the agent who replies in 90 seconds gets the viewing. The agent who replies at 9 tomorrow morning is answering someone who already fell for a different house last night.
And this month, that buyer was browsing at 9 at night, with the football on mute.
That gap between 90 seconds and tomorrow morning is really the whole game. And I'll be honest, it's the reason a tool like ours exists. Our WhatsApp AI just answers the inquiry the moment it lands, 9 at night, all through the football, as happily as 9 on a wet Tuesday, in your agency's voice. It's quietly doing that now for more than 1,500 agents.
And it lines up the viewing?
It lines it up, gathers the applicant's preferred times, hands them to your negotiator to confirm. But here's the part the piece says out loud, and I'll say it too. The mechanism isn't magic. You could copy it by hand tomorrow, for free, by answering every inquiry the night it arrives.
You genuinely could.
You genuinely could. All the software really adds is that it happens every single night, including the ones when the match went to penalties. And there's a second thing hiding in those inquiries.
The sellers.
Roughly one in five buyer inquiries is quietly a valuation. The person asking about a two-bed usually has a home to sell. And they'll tell you, but only if the conversation's warm enough to invite it. With stock at a 12-year high, the agency that spots those hidden sellers first wins the instructions everyone else is fighting over.
Okay, so what does a sharp agent actually do this week? And the piece is quite firm, not one of these three moves needs the software to start.
Three moves. One, answer the after-hours inquiry before arrival does. Your buyer's browsing at 9 at night, the football now done and dusted, and by the time you unlock the office, they've lined up a viewing with whoever replied first.
Two, read every inquiry for the seller hiding inside it. Roughly one in five is a valuation in disguise. Spot it first.
3. Price the instruction to sell in July, not to test in July. With 65 homes competing for the same buyer, the honest number's the one that gets the viewing this week, rather than the reduction in September.
None of it's clever, and I mean that as the highest compliment.
It's the difference between a quiet autumn and a busy one. Being the agency that answers first and prices straight, while everyone else waits for the weather to break.
So here's the dare for the week ahead. Take last night's inquiries, the ones that landed after you locked up, and count how many had a real reply before you opened this morning.
Then ask yourself how many of those buyers have already lined up a viewing with the agent down the road. That count, not the national headline, is the number that decides your autumn.
That's the whole playbook. The full written report, House Price Index, July 2026, The Agent's Playbook. You'll find it linked in the show notes. Every figure and every source.
And if this one earned a spot on your commute, the show's available wherever you get your podcasts. Follow along and you'll catch every story as it lands. The Rook Report radio show comes to you from Sales Rook. I'm Sterling.
And I'm Skye. Prices dipped by more than a normal July. Buyers have more choice than they've had in over a decade, and the homes that are priced honestly are still selling. It's not a market that rewards panic. It rewards the agent who prices straight and answers first.
The Rook Report radio show from Sales Rook. This episode discussed House Price Index July 2026, The Agent's Playbook, written up by the team at Sales Rook. For more, visit salesrook.com.